The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today, folks. Wow, is this going to be a busy week around here. And we've got a lot going on today. Later this week, we are going to be in Gainesville, Georgia. So we'll be doing this show from Gainesville on Friday. And I'll be off on Thursday. That's a travel day for yours truly. But Friday, we'll be doing our program from the campus of Truett McConnell University. That is the place of that is the site of our big Faith and Freedom celebration. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got well over 1,000 people turning out for this. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is our keynote speaker, and she'll be giving a speech, and we're doing a big Q&A, and it is going to be a lot of fun. That's all I can tell you. It's going to be a lot of fun. And the folks over at Truett McConnell University, they have some of the best chefs in the area preparing the food. It's a wonderful meal, a great night for you and the family, and we would love to see you come out. We'll be heading out that way on Thursday. And so we would, first of all, love to see you come out. You can actually watch the entire talk radio show. So Grace Baker, we're actually going to have an audience on Friday for the program.
You better be extra funny then.
It's well, I'm
so you can hear the ha 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 ha.
Well, we may have to hold up signs, you know, like
applause
a
now.
Courtesy laugh or something. I don't
courtesy
know.
Laugh.
It's a great night. If you want tickets, by the way, you can go to truett.edu. That's the university's website, Truett McConnell University. And you can, I believe there are still some tickets available for the seats, for the bleacher seats. And we would love to see you at the event. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You will need this if you want to call the program today, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This story just came in. We have this posted up on our website. It turns out that Abraham Lincoln is now in the crosshairs of the cancel culture mob. And there have been efforts to erase Abraham Lincoln. Yes, that would be the president who freed the slaves and who also put the country back together again. And a lot of people are very upset about Abraham Lincoln. And I'm really not quite sure I understand why there is all of this hullabaloo around Lincoln, except that he's a white guy. But that does seem to be the overarching issue. Abraham Lincoln now coming under fire from, of all places, Ford's Theater. And Ford's Theater, which is run by the National Park Service, so this is under the auspices now of the Biden administration or the Biden regime, if you will. And they are now beginning to question the legacy of Abraham Lincoln. So Ford's Theater, and we have this up on the website so you can see this for yourself. Ford's Theater posted a message on its official blue checkmark Twitter page. Do you ever feel that we as a nation put Abraham Lincoln on a pedestal? What do you think might be a more useful, more complex, or more realistic way to think about or memorialize the 16th president? And the messages have been fairly interesting. Many of them we cannot repeat on the radio, but a lot of people are very upset about this. And as much as much as you want to sit back and laugh at all of this, there are people who would like to see the Lincoln Memorial removed from the Washington Mall. I mean, what are they going to do? Just like give the guy the heave-ho and put, I don't know, a statue of Al Sharpton there? Al Sharpton sitting in the big chair? By the way, this is a good reminder about Hollywood and the violence of Hollywood. Abraham Lincoln, ladies and gentlemen, was assassinated by John Wilkes Booth, an actor, a thespian at the time. No, we don't judge here. I'm just telling you, the guy was a thespian. So here we are, Ford Theater now wanting to redefine and rewrite the history of Abraham Lincoln. Now, this is important. And it's important for a couple of reasons. We've got a story out of Fairfax County, Virginia. And in Fairfax County, Virginia, this is sort of ground zero for the CRT movement, for this effort to rewrite, to erase history. And a school board member, by the way, who is a Muslim, she gave a graduation address over the summer. And I think we talked about this on the radio program at the time. And in her graduation remarks, she told the children that they should be prepared to engage in jihad. Now, by and large, most of America and the journalists in America ignored that statement, but not us, because that's an important word. I wrote a book about this called Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. There is a radical effort underway to rewrite what this nation is really all about. There is an effort to literally change the culture and the face of America, which is, and again, so what's happening at the border actually ties in to what's happening at Ford's Theater. And by the way, let me go back for just a second here. Ford's Theater says, do you ever feel that we as a nation put Abraham Lincoln on a pedestal? Let me ask Ford's Theater this. Do you ever feel as an entertainment complex that maybe, just maybe, you should have had better security for a presidential visit? Just want to throw that out there. But it's all tied in together here, ladies and gentlemen, because they want to rewrite our history. They want to rewrite what we are and who we are. So anyway, this Fairfax County school board member was very upset because the school board wanted to honor, have a moment of silence for the victims of 9/11. Nearly 3,000 of our fellow countrymen died on that day, killed at the hands of Islamic radicals who flew jetliners into buildings, waging jihad on American soil in the name of their religion, the religion of peace. That's a fact, folks, a fact. So here you have this school board member, and she is now objecting to a moment of silence for those who died.
As we recognize and honor the legacy of those lost, and we have to recognize the harm so that we learn from these lessons for the future of our country, we're elevating a traumatic event without sufficient cultural competence. The token phrasing around 9/11 is never forget, but we choose to forget, as this resolution does, the fear, the ostracization, and the collective blame felt by Arab Americans, American Muslims, Sikhs and Hindus, and all brown or other individuals have been mistaken for Muslims since that day.
All right, so she's full of crap here, folks, but it's important because she is elected to office. Her name is Abrar Omish, or Omish. She is a member, an elected member of the school board in Fairfax County. By the way, guess where a large percentage of the Afghan refugees are going? That's right. I suspect there will be more people like Abrar Omish on the school board in Fairfax County because Fairfax County is getting a good percentage of the Afghan refugees. So anyway, fortunately, a good many moms and dads in Fairfax County were livid by this idea that you cannot have a moment of silence for the victims of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Take a listen.
Well, my phone started blowing up immediately, even though I'm not currently on the school board. And it was just a real shock and horror as we listened to those words. You know, we live in the shadow of the Capitol and the Pentagon. And this National Capital Region was two of the three terrorist attack targets. And the fact that you could use your platform for a grievance furtherance agenda, you know, to push an ideology instead of unify as an American behind the notion that we're going to honor not only the victims, but those who are injured and first responders. And she didn't just vote against it. She prepared a whole separate resolution mm-hmm. that she wanted to substitute. That is not something that is unifying. It is not something that is pro-American. It is rhetoric and grievance pushing. And we as parents, we as taxpaying citizens, were universally horrified. And there were a lot of voices that rose up against that are across the aisle, that come from lots of different backgrounds. And it is time for mm-hmm. people to be aware of who is in charge of their children's education. And this is not someone that people want anymore.
No, and she is right there. And folks, this is now it is to the point where you as a parent have to make a very difficult decision. Do you allow your child, do you send your child to a government-run school where they're going to be taught that really Muslims were the true victims of 9/11 and that critical race theory is viable, and that if you are a white person, then you should apologize for the color of your skin. If you want to expose your kids to that kind of mentality, that's a big problem. I would encourage you, and I think many moms and dads around the country are going to have to explore the idea of homeschooling here, because I'm not sure that we're going to be able to salvage the public school system. To that point, I want to give you an update on another story we told you about from the University of Kansas. This is right smack dab in the middle of the heartland. The student body president, Naya McAdoo, hates America. And she posted a message just before 9/11 saying, "Death to America." This was on her Twitter feed, and she shared this message. When word came out about it, we were the first people to do a story about this. And all you know what has broken loose, but now the university refuses to do anything about this. The student body president is defending her use of the words death to America, and so is the student senate at the University of Kansas. But it gets even worse. Now we're getting word, and someone sent this to me on Sunday. The Graduate Teaching Assistance Coalition. So just so you know, most professors don't teach classes anymore. They just assign that task to their graduate assistant. So these teaching assistants have now released a statement, and a very long statement, and they're saying that the phrase death to America is acceptable because they want to destroy America as we know it. It's unbelievable. But this is what is happening in the nation's public education system. You want to know why your kids hate this nation? It's because of what they're learning in the classroom. And the question is, what are we going to do about it? And I am curious. I know many of you have decided, you know what? We're going to pull our kids out of a public school. We're going to homeschool the kids. But if you are a taxpayer, you ought to be fighting mad about this. If you are an alum of University of Kansas, you need to be on the phone pulling your donations. That's what needs to happen here. All right, look, again, we've got a lot going on. The border is a complete mess. It is a third world hellhole, folks. And that is not hyperbole. It's not an over-exaggeration. It is an honest-to-goodness third world hellhole. While Joe Biden vacations, we have had an invasion of this country. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
I'm sure I'm not the only one who's noticed it, but the state of our great nation has changed, and with it, so has the world's rock-solid confidence in the U.S. dollar. Thanks to our government's out-of-control spending, many believe we will see dark days ahead for the dollar. And that's why now, more than ever, I recommend you diversify with gold and silver. And the only company I recommend is American Hartford Gold. They sell physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside of your IRA, and they make it so easy.
They are the highest rated firm in the country with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. And if you call them right now, they're going to give you up to $1,500 of free silver on your first order. So don't wait. Call them right now, folks. Call 855-913-1133. That's 855-913-1133. Or text Todd to 65532. That's 855-913-1133. Or text Todd to 65532.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you know by now that we deeply care about you here on this radio program. We, dare I say, love you. We feel affection towards you, and that is why we do things for you that you may not even be aware of. And the reason why we do this is because we don't want you subjected to leftist ideology, which is why, as a public service of this radio program, we will watch CNN, the most profane name in news. As a matter of fact, we will even watch MSDNC just for you. We do that as a public service. And we also watch the television awards, these programs. And I got to tell you, Grace, it was a bit of a struggle last night to watch the Emmys.
Did you have to have two Baptist martinis to get you through it?
Three Baptist martinis. It was pretty horrific.
Yeah, I saw some clips.
For one thing, it wasn't all that funny.
No, never is.
I'll be honest with you. It just wasn't all that funny.
Because they're too worried about getting canceled. So they're walking on eggshells.
Could be, yes. But then again, not necessarily. Because, you know, when there was a big push to have, there were not many white folks there. All right. And so, that, I mean, it's just a reality. So, I mean, that's one of the reasons why if you're a white person and a white comedian and they offer you that gig, turn it down because there's nothing but trouble coming your way.
Sounds like it.
You know, nobody can take a joke.
No, they can't.
So
a couple of
things here, Grace. There's a guy named RuPaul. Are you familiar with RuPaul? Some sort of a drag queen.
I'm vaguely aware.
Yeah, RuPaul's drag something.
Yeah, and he's been on the new Cinderella movie that was terrible, I heard.
They're rewriting all of the classics to be woke and politically correct. And now there's a rule in Hollywood, apparently, that at least, half of the cast has to be LGBTQ or I or A.
Yeah.
I think that's the new rule.
Probably.
Look, I don't care. I mean, it's, you know, however you live your life, that's between you and the good Lord. But it's kind of bothers me that they're going back and rewriting all the classics.
I think they have no new ideas. Just come up with something new.
Okay. I'm going to have to turn in my man card here.
Oh,
For a moment. All right. One of the movies that I actually like, and I know this is going to be I hesitate to even bring this up. One of the movies I actually love is Steel Magnolias. Have you seen that movie?
No.
It is the quintessential. It's a.
I know.
It's a southern chick. It's a southern chick flick.
That's okay.
But it's pretty darn good.
I've heard it's funny.
And I will not confess to getting a little misty, but you know, it'll mess with your mind. It's a great, great show. So anyway, apparently there's a new version of Steel Magnolias with like Queen Latifah. So it's a black version of the white Steel Magnolias.
Again, I just don't understand why they can't come up with new ideas.
Exactly.
Just come up with a new story.
I just don't get that. I remember a couple of years ago, by the way, some I think this was over in England, they were doing a musical or a play about MLK, and they had a white guy playing MLK, and Grace, you know what, broke loose.
Oh, I'm sure.
But all I'm saying is that what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Gosh.
Just stop playing around with the classics.
Just make some new ones.
Anyway, RuPaul is coming out, and he's a he because he's a drag queen, a dude dressed as a gal. And RuPaul, we're going to play this audio coming back from the break. RuPaul used his speech at the Emmys last night to recruit children for the drag queen movement across America. So we're going to get into that. We'll play some audio for you. But also something very interesting, while they are demanding that children wear face coverings in preschool, Not a single person last night was wearing a face mask, except for that Korean pop boy band. Everybody else unmasked. Nobody was socially distanced. They were inside a closed space. And a lot of people are going, well, wait a second. Well, what's going on here? You got little kids. They've got to wear a mask, but the grown-ups are allowed to cavort freely with facial nudity? What's up with that? 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. We'll be right back, America. So I was trying to find a part for my Cadillac the other day, but instead of going down to the auto store, I went online to rockauto.com and I saved a ton of money. You know, chain stores have different price tiers for the professional mechanics and the do-it-yourselfers, but rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, just like the airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody, and it does not require membership or an account to log in. The best part about it, RockAuto.com is a family business. They've been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. So go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. And best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And here's what I also want you to do. Write Starnes, S-T-A-R-N-E-S, in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that I sent you to rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Oh, I got to play this audio for you. So let me reset this, set this up for you. RuPaul, the drag queen, won some sort of an Emmy. I mean, how bad is original competition programming that show continues to win like year after year after year? Makes no sense at all. So anyway, RuPaul was on the Emmys, got up there, and there was some sort of a dude that looked like Satan. We've got the photograph on our website. I mean, the guy had like horns coming out of his head and the white with the black. You know what he looked like, Grace? He kind of looked like some sort of a satanic Dalmatian.
Do not say that.
No, I'm serious. He was like black and white with the horns.
Well,
and,
but he doesn't have spots. Maybe more like a satanic Cruella de Vil, you know.
You know, that would be, okay, that's a more fair, yes, thank you very much. So anyway, here's RuPaul, cut number 9.
And for you kids out there watching, you have a tribe that is waiting for you. We are waiting for you, baby. Come on to Mama Ru. Thank you so much.
Wow. So this reminds me, all you folks down in Lafayette, Louisiana, listening to us on KROF, great radio station. Now, you guys remember this. There was a big controversy in your town surrounding drag queen story time. This is when you had these grown, burly men wearing the dresses and the skimpy outfits, and they go to the library and they cavort about on the floor with the children and they read stories. That's drag queen story hour. So there was a lot of controversy because people were saying, wait a second, when did the public library become a gay pride organization? When did that happen? And so anyway, one of the drag queens gets up there in his civilian attire, and he said, you know, my name is Larry. I don't know what his name was, but anyway, Larry, the drag queen, got up and he said, you know, the whole point of this is that we want to groom the next generation. Very poor choice of words, but he said it, and they mean it. They want to groom your children. They're very open about this. And that's why when I heard RuPaul say this, we're the only people that caught this last night. As a matter of fact, I finally used this function on my TV that I didn't know I had, where you can rewind. And so I got the remote, was rewinding it just to make sure that we got the sound bite correct. But this is what they want to do. This is what public schools are all about now. This is what it's all about. As a matter of fact, we've got that audio. Let's go back and listen to what happened in Lafayette, Louisiana.
But I'm here to let you know that this event is something that's going to be very beautiful. And for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation. We are trying to groom the next generation to not see the way that they just did. And just because I said that, you heard the little plore of people behind me. It's disgusting. We are trying to teach people to be tolerable, to be patient, to be loving.
Oh, it's just beautiful. So beautiful as we groom their child. Come here, little Billy. Let's put a feather boa on you. It is disgusting. Let the children be children. I mean, this is predatory behavior. As soon as I heard RuPaul say what he said, I thought, oh, my God, there is a predator on national television. Cut number 9.
For you kids out there watching, you have a tribe that is waiting for you. We are waiting for you, baby. Come on to Mama Ru. Thank you so much.
There you go. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, speaking of the alternative lifestyle crowd here, I do have another story to share with you. This is from the Libs of TikTok. I love that Twitter feed. It's great. So apparently they're now coming out with something called Grace's, that is a transvaxual. Is that?
Yeah.
Transvaxual.
You can't make this stuff up.
This is actually great. So here's a guy coming out as a transvaxxed person. Cut number 8.
A transvaccinated person.
A transvaccinated person, it's someone who was born into the wrong body. I was born into a non-vaccinated person body. And I knew at a very young age that I was meant to be a vaccinated person. So now I identify as a vaccinated person, and my preferred pronouns are vax and V.
How do you become a transvaccinated person?
So you don't have to go through any hormone treatments or hormone blockers, and you don't even have to take the vaccines or any booster shots. Just like how transsexuals can transform, all you have to do is change your status on your government documentations, just like how you can change your gender for your birth certificate or your driver's license. You can also change your status for your vaccine passport.
Why did you become a transvaccinated person?
I wanted to be able to go to restaurants, go to movies, go to bars, just like everyone else. And the Democrats has done a very great job in providing a safe space for people who are vaccinated. Just like what they did back in the days with like a color restroom and a non-color restroom, or like the restaurant for color people and restaurant for non-color people, or the bus for color people and bus for non-color people. They separated people by color. And just like now, they're separating people by your vaccine passport status. Also, just like the 1940s Germany's, when everyone had a identification card and all the Jews had a J, literally a J written on their identification card, and they were denied with any type of service.
What is your message to all the unvaccinated people?
I know I'm not alone out there. I know a lot of people feel like me, and I just want to tell you guys that it is never too late to come out of your big closet, and you can embrace who you are. If you feel like you have been born into the wrong body, you can always identify as a trans-vaccinated person. And this community is all about pride.
God bless this young man. What courage it took for this young man to come out, Grace Baker. What courage it took for this young man to come out and admit to the nation that he was identifying as a V, as a vax, as a transvaxual.
I know it was a very tough decision.
And you know what? I mean, I was moved here. I was watching this last night, and I got a little misty, like I was watching Steel Magnolias, Grace Baker, because it is important. This man was born this way. You know, who are we? Who are we to judge this man?
It's true. It is his truth.
It doesn't matter if he has been vaccinated. This is his truth. He wants to identify as a vaccinated American. So God bless this young man.
Yes,
that's what I say. Who are we to judge?
Couldn't have put it better myself, Todd.
Who are we to judge Grace Baker?
I can't judge his vaccination status.
That's right. I want to, and just like he said, you know, if you can go to, let's just say that you're a canine and you go up to, you go out there and you want to identify as a cat, a feline, who are we to judge?
That's true.
That's what society says. You've got your truth, Grace Baker. I've got mine. Kyle has his.
They're all very different.
We've all got different truths. And it doesn't matter if the truths conflict. We've all got our own version of the truth, no matter what the truth is.
Because really, well, okay. Making my head spin. Just a little bit.
It's all right. It's spinning now. Wait till we get to Chris Rock. That's coming up in just a moment.
We're talking about Chris Rock today?
I was going to play some audio, but we don't have a 90-second delay. So, and you need one with Chris Rock.
Yeah.
But I want to go back here. For example, I will just tell you, Grace Baker, you know, I'm a well-rounded man. My body was sculpted by barbecue. But I prefer, as our good friend Chet Hopper, and I believe he was the first to come out of the closet officially, Chet Hopper, who is a host of a radio program on KWAM, our flagship station, and Chet Hopper, also, too, a well-rounded man like myself, and he came out as trans-slender.
Oh, yes.
So that's he identifies as a skinny person.
Yep.
And I do, too. I'm proud to be trans-slender. And I came out of the closet as trans-slender.
Good for you guys.
And I, you know what? It's my truth, Grace.
I know it is. And I applaud you for your truth.
But the problem is, there are a couple of issues with that. One of them being the skinny jeans.
I was going to say, where do you shop for that?
Kind of look like a cannoli. I mean, it just kind of spurred out both ends.
Oh.
It's not a good look. I just tell
him. That's not comfortable to sit down.
Look, I love this guy. I don't know who this guy is that did the TikTok video.
Best friend.
But this guy, it's brilliant because it exposes the hypocrisy of all of this. It's unbelievable. Meanwhile, and we've got we may have some audio here. There's a child. So there is a little preschool. And we're going to play this coming up after the break. There is a preschool. And someone filmed a two-year-old, who did not want to wear the face mask. And the poor child was weeping, bawling. And they're lecturing the kid. This is bullying. It's child abuse, what they're doing to these kids. Meanwhile, you have all of Hollywood out there. They're cavorting about. They're drinking, carrying on, carousing. Nobody's wearing a face mask. You got the mayor of San Francisco out there partying at nightclubs, doing karaoke, drinking booze in violation of her own orders, which, by the way, are punishable by fines and jail time. You've got Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Gavin Newsom, Lollapalooza. You got the Met Gallery, AOC. Walking around in that big fancy dress with that massive message planted on her butt cheeks. And the only people wearing the face masks are the servants. So again, one set of rules for all of us and another set of rules for everybody else, for the upper class. Unbelievable. We got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike has done it again. Mike Lindell introducing his all-new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these incredible slippers designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Those slippers are made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Your feet will sleep. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers.
The My Slippers are so comfortable that you're going to want to get some for the whole family. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. You're also going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Set. Or just call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. That's 800-839-8506, promo code STARNS.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you guys about this, and you're going to be hearing a lot about this in the coming days. But we are part of a great new television network that is strictly online. It is a digital platform called Liftable TV. And if you are a person of faith, you're going to love this thing. It's just really remarkable. All sorts of great programming, and our show, the TV show version of our radio program, is actually available there. All you need to do is go to liftable.tv. That's liftable.tv/Todd Starnes. And I would encourage you, you can try it out for free, and then there's a monthly subscription service. But there are all sorts of incredible programs, and you're going to be inspired, encouraged, and definitely entertained. But check that out over at liftable.tv/Todd Starnes. All right, I want to play this audio for you real quick. This is a 2-year-old toddler being abused at a daycare center in New York State.
Put your mask on. No, you gotta wear it on, honey.
No, you gotta keep it on.
Put your mask on.
There you go. Keep it right there.
Yay, Mason! Yay!
Keep it on, Mason. Look, we're gonna keep it right here. Look.
Oh. Peekaboo, I see you. Keep your mask on. Put your mask back on.
What are you looking at? Carla, keep it on your face. You gotta keep it on your face.
All right, enough of that. I can't handle this. This is, folks, do you hear what they're doing to our children? This is nothing more than child abuse. And look, the parent said, hey, look, we don't blame the daycare center. They're following the rules. They're following the orders of the governor of New York State, where every 2-year-old has to wear a face mask. It's absolutely unacceptable what's happening. Unacceptable. All right, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Bob. Bob number two. We have two Bobs on the line. Bob, Moorhead City, North Carolina, listening to us on the talk station. Hey, Bob, what's going on? What's on your mind?
I just wanted to thank you for your newsletter and the update emails that we get periodically about the news, because I think now that's where I'm going for the right news. I just wanted to thank you for that. And are you going to say anything about what may have happened Saturday night in Washington? I haven't heard a thing about the proposed demonstration up there.
Bob, I have got a boatload to say about that. I will say this right now, though. It was a fake rally. This was a bunch of hooey, and quite frankly, and we have evidence that it was mostly FBI agents, and we've got the photographic evidence to back up that point. But Bob, I don't believe that this was a Trump rally at all.
No, it was a tyrannical government after us again. I mean, what can you say? The FBI was involved in the last one.
Yes, sir, Bob, and I hope that we're going to get to the bottom of all of that. I don't know if we will. But there's plenty of evidence to suggest the FBI actually was behind the planning and the organization of the first attack back on January the 6th. And by the way, Bob, to your point, there was a report out of Vanity Fair, of all places, that President Trump, and they documented a conversation President Trump had warning that they needed 10,000 National Guard troops, boots on the ground, in Washington, D.C. on January the 6th. Nobody's talking about that. It's in Vanity Fair magazine, though. But everybody's overlooking the fact that the only person who knew what was going to happen on January the 6th, at least the possibility of violence, was President Trump, who said, you guys need 10,000 National Guard troops. Now, the question is, who is it that ignored the president's advice and guidance on that? By the way, and Bob, thank you for the call. By the way, Nancy Pelosi, you know what she did? You know, everybody was terrified. Remember AOC? Oh, my God, I thought somebody was going to get raped me. They were going to have their way with me. Seriously, the Democrats were horrified, right? No. That's not what really happened. Nancy Pelosi was literally on the phone. This is according to the Bob Woodward book. She was wanting to know when the cafeteria was going to reopen. She wanted a sandwich. Got to have a Sammy. All right. Well, you know what? When happy hour is every hour, you got to eat something. I mean, I'm just saying. All right. Got to take a break here, folks. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. What an honor to have you with us today, border to border, coast to coast, across the fronted plain. Wow, do we have a lot going on this hour of the program. Got to get to this fake rally that was held over the weekend in Washington, D.C. More FBI agents and media were there than actual protesters. We're going to get to that also. People are now beginning to be fired for refusing to get vaccines. We're going to tell you about a weatherman. He'd been on the job for 30-plus years in a market in Michigan, got the heave-ho because he refused to get the jab. And we're going to be talking to also there is a talk radio host who was arrested at a school board meeting because she refused to wear a face mask. So crazy stuff happening. Also, the very latest at the border, we're going to talk to a good friend of this program, Sergio Sanchez, who is a radio host at KRUV in McAllen, Texas. And Sergio is going to come on and let us know what's happening down there. Del Rio, Texas, folks, the citizens there are enraged. The mayor, a Democrat, is ready to switch parties. It is unbelievable what is happening. They have literally turned that beautiful town into a third world country, complete with a refugee makeshift tent city. It's unbelievable. So all of that, plus Senator Chuck Grassley and Trish Regan are going to be here. Right now, though, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we are honored to have with us the great writer herself, Liz Peek. Liz, good to have you on today.
Hey, thanks very much for that very nice introduction. Glad to join you.
Hey, did you catch the Emmys last night, Liz?
No, I did not. Okay. Sorry to disappoint.
No, you know.
But I have to say, I am a Ted Lasso fan, so, you know, and I did like The Crown. So, for once, they actually came through with some awards that made some sense to me.
So, Liz, you and I are like cut from the same cloth, because I love Ted Lasso, huge fan of The Crown. And believe it or not, I also love a show called Yellowstone. I don't know if you've seen that.
I haven't.
It is a terrific. Kevin Costner stars in a great series, and I was surprised that didn't pick up an Emmy. But what I appreciate about The Crown, the winners were all very gracious, and they also stayed within their allotted time. So that's very rare. Well, anyway, it was congratulations to The Crown. Liz, you've got a great piece up on FoxNews.com just a few hours ago. It was published. The headline, Biden, Blinken failing, weak, feckless leadership creating series of disasters and hurting the U.S. This as France recalls its ambassador to the United States.
Well, you know, what's extraordinary is Biden is getting marked down on a number of fronts, of course, but on foreign policy, these were supposed to be the adults in the room, right? We were supposed to recover from the Trump years where President Trump spoke his mind, alienated some people, made friends with others. What Biden has done is basically embarrassed himself in front of everybody. And Antony Blinken is supposed to be the person guiding the president on foreign policy. How it is that we conducted concluded an agreement with the UK and Australia and didn't even tell France ahead of time that they were about to lose a $70 billion submarine contract as a result of this, it's almost unconscionable bad practice. I can't, you know, talk, diplomacy means diplomacy, being diplomatic with your allies, and we have seriously snubbed France. I mean, I don't know that most people in America are listening to what the French are saying. It is bad. And by the way, they have raised the matter that French, that our European allies were also distraught and angry about our withdrawal from Afghanistan, because there again, we did not talk to them ahead of time. We did not participate in any kind of grand coalition as to how to get everybody's citizens out, et cetera. It is like the Keystone Cops, except it is not funny.
You know, Liz, one of the things that stories that has not gotten a lot of attention, and this came out late last week, the report that, as we all suspected, that the ISIS-K terrorists that were killed in the drone strike because they were about to launch an attack on the airport were, in fact, not ISIS-K terrorists, but was, in fact, an aid worker and his wife and their seven children who were droned. They were blown up by us, by the Americans. And, yeah. And Liz, I don't think anybody's paying a price for that in the administration.
Well, I mean, look, heads should roll, starting with the way they botched the Afghanistan withdrawal. In this case, this is a tragic accident. I listened to the entire press conference with General McKenzie about it, and it just seems as though, frankly, it was rushed, the decision to take this guy out and his vehicle out. It was rushed because perhaps they were very worried about another attack on people around the airport, but also perhaps because Biden wanted something done to show that he had a backbone. I have no idea if that weighed on the decision to bomb this guy, but from the sound of it, they had some inkling that it was not what they thought it was going to be. They thought there was some indication there might be children present. I think there's more to find out about this, including, by the way, where the tip came from that they should be following this white Toyota Corolla. Because for all I know, for all anyone knows at this point, it was purposefully wrong in intelligence that was sent to the United States in order to perpetuate exactly this kind of incident, which was horrifying on all fronts, but also in terms of our credibility. So obviously what it really does is challenge this idea that we do not need boots on the ground in Afghanistan, which is a cauldron of terrorism. We're not going to know what's going on there. We are effectively blind. And this, what could possibly have demonstrated that more completely than this terrible accident?
And Liz, the concern I have is 10 years from now, 20 years from now, when the relatives of this family are going to want to seek revenge on the United States. I mean, we know how all this plays out. We've seen it time and time again. This is a very, very bad situation that the Biden administration has put us in, and quite frankly, never Trump Republicans, because I think we can all agree that droning children, blowing up children, is a lot worse than mean tweets.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I'm just so disgusted by
it. It's terrible.
You know, in terms of Blinken and our sort of foreign policy as though we had one, consider also that Joe Biden has personally requested, begged is another word, a sit-down with first Vladimir Putin, who refused, and now Xi Jinping. Biden says, oh, no, that's not an accurate report of the conversation, in which he apparently, again, asked a foreign leader, an adversary, for a summit and was soundly rebuffed. Now, you know, that's just unacceptable. I mean, our American president is groveling, which is an appropriate word in both of these cases, before Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. Who is behind that? Who is orchestrating this? Is this just growing out of Joe Biden's head full blown that this is what he should be doing? I don't know the answer to that. But Antony Blinken's the guy who's supposed to be conducting foreign policy and advising the president. If he can't do it, if he can't rein in this incredibly limited person who is our president, he should resign.
All right, Liz, we're going to leave that there. LizPeek.com is the place to go for all of her great work, as well as links to videos and social media pages as well. Liz, nice website, by the way. I like that.
Oh, thank you.
Very
nice. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, Liz, we will do this again the next time. You got a great column out. And yes, I can't wait for the next season of The Crown to come out.
Ah, me too. Definitely.
Be good. All right, Liz, thank you.
Take care.
All right, there you go. Liz Peek, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, her column is available right now at toddstearns.com. You can read that again, toddstearns.com. All right. You know what? Let's go to the phones here because Bob, this is Bob number one in Morehead City, North Carolina. Bob wants to weigh in on Afghanistan. Hey, Bob, thanks for holding on. What's on your mind? Hello, Bob. All right. Well, Bob is, you know what? Bob didn't want to wait after all. So sorry about that, Bob. Give us a holler back one of these days. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, folks, we have you're going to be hearing me talk a lot about our brand new venture, our TV venture with Liftable TV. This is an incredible new digital TV station, liftable.tv, and they have all sorts of just incredible, inspirational, family-friendly programming that you are going to love, whether it's medical shows or home improvement shows, cooking shows, and, of course, the Todd Stern Show. And we would love for you to go and check out what we're doing. It's a very easy website address, liftable.tv/Todd Starnes. That's liftable.tv/Todd Starnes. You'll be able to watch a video about our program, and you'll have an opportunity to try it out and subscribe. Again, that's liftable.tv/Todd Starnes. Got to take a break. We'll be right back, America.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, it was a good weekend for college football. My University of Tennessee Volunteers, we kicked butt. We were playing some junior high school or something, I don't know, but we crushed them. Also, the University of Memphis, wow, what a big upset. And a big controversial game, too. University of Memphis playing Mississippi State. And that was a huge deal.
Yes, it was a huge deal. And
you were at the game.
Yes, I was at the game. And for all these SEC crybabies getting all upset about us winning, they're like, well, your touchdown shouldn't have counted because it should have been a dead ball. Here's the thing. The refs never called the play off. They didn't call it back. And as a former amateur athlete, you play until that whistle is in your face. And Memphis kept playing and Mississippi State stopped. And they never had possession of the ball. That picture everyone's posting was for a nanosecond. He was never holding the ball. So Memphis kept playing.
I've never seen you this passionate about
I've been seeing the messages all weekend and I'm sick of it. Yes, did the refs make a bad call? I can totally say objectively, they totally missed it. But guess what? Memphis didn't do anything wrong, and Memphis was playing better in the
May I just
half.
Say this objectively? And this is just I didn't have a dog in the hunt there with between
dog
university
in the fight, you mean?
Yeah, or the fight, whatever. It's Monday. Those ESPN announcers, they sucked.
Yeah,
I mean they were horrible.
Yeah,
I've never seen any. I mean, is it really that bad?
I mean, I was at the game, so I didn't have to listen, but I've heard the commentary later.
Oh, it was
later.
Horrible.
Yeah. They never liked Memphis, by the way. They just never have liked us. See, yeah. SEC teams just hate getting beat by Memphis.
So anyway, the ball was kicked, and they didn't, normally you down the ball
yes.
and you pick it up and give it
Hand
to the
it
ref.
To the ref.
That did not happen.
No.
And they were kind of batting the ball around.
Yes, he never actually had possession of the ball. He put his hand on it, but he never held the ball.
So anyway, one of the Memphis – his name is Calvin Austin.
Yes.
And this is what happened. We actually have the call here. Cut number one.
We have held Mississippi State scoreless in the second half.
That's
and this ball will be downed inside the 10. Excellent coverage on the punt for the Bulldogs. And then did Austin scoop it up on the return? Calvin Austin will take it all the way the other way.
Oh, it was. So you were there, and Kyle was there, too. So you guys were cheering.
Producer Kyle was there. I was there. The whole crew was there.
It was. And you know what was fascinating? I'm watching. It was just about full. Huge crowd there. 45,000, 50,000 people.
Oh, I think at least 50,000.
At least 50,000 people.
It holds about 60,000.
Nobody wearing a mask.
Oh, no.
Everybody's going on with their lives.
I could count on my one hand how many people I saw wearing a mask.
I want to say something about that, Grace, and I'm curious to get your take on this.
Okay.
It seems to me that we're creating two different societies in America now. You've got the folks going to the college football games, living their lives, going to the concerts, living their lives, and then you've got the folks in New York City and San Francisco, and they're having to mask up. They're having to show their vaccination papers. Did you have to show any vaccination papers going into the stadium?
No, nothing. Just a ticket to the game.
So isn't that fascinating? Because Biden said, remember the big speech? He said, if you're going to go to a big sporting event, you got to show your vaccine papers.
Okay. Well, money talks, and they know they would lose way too much money if they tried to pull that.
You think so?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think places like, come on, college football stadium, they'd lose way too much money.
No, I'm with you, but I think we're setting up. I mean, you don't like to use terms like secession or things that, but we are really creating. I mean, these mask people are nuts. They're like fundamentalist.
Very extreme.
They are extremist.
So me and Ben were in line for the game.
Oh, this is Kyle.
Oh, this
Kyle. We haven't heard
and
from Kyle.
I have
Kyle.
A story. Uh-oh. I haven't heard from me in a while. But we got on. We were in line.
Yes.
And this lady in front of us had not one, not two, not three, not four. She had five masks on.
What?
Not kidding at all.
Five face masks?
And it was like it was pretty hot outside. It was probably like 80 degrees outside. Five masks.
This is insane. People have lost their ever-loving minds.
Not to mention the humidity.
You know she's a Biden supporter.
I mean
it, hands down.
It, but.
Hands down. I mean, you don't want to stereotype, but
she's something.
She's a lib. She's more. You should have taken a video, Kyle. You could have put on libs of TikTok.
That's true.
You could have been famous.
Should have walked up to her and said, "I identify as vaccinated."
No, you're transvax.
Transvax. Sorry,
you gotta get the proper terminology. Or V.
Oh, yeah, just throw up like a peace sign.
Throw up the V sign. That's it. So but again, it's as if, one half of the country is back to living their lives.
Yes.
And the other half, they're not only terrified, but they're coming after you and making you the bad guys.
Exactly.
So there is some audio here. This is so offensive. We're going to play this after the break. So CNN brought on the children of a guy who dropped dead of the China virus. And for the sole purpose of blaming Tucker Carlson for their father's death. Folks, you just cannot make this stuff up. Also, we've got some new studies out. The FDA late Friday, and you were already checked out, going on with your life for the weekend. FDA comes out, an advisory committee, and says, you know what? We think it's a bad idea to sign off on booster shots. And the reason why, there are several reasons why, but the one that caught my attention, Grace Baker, it turns out that there are grave concerns that these vaccines are having some sort of an impact on the hearts of young people.
Oof.
Now, how many times have we heard that? We were just talking about the athlete a couple of weeks ago from Tennessee State University whose college career is over now.
Yep.
Perfectly healthy guy, got the vaccine, boom, he's got a heart problem. And how many times now have we heard about young people that are coming down with very, very bad health conditions because of the China virus vaccine? Have you changed your mind about the vaccine? Maybe you got the vaccine. Do you wish you hadn't? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Bye. Did you catch that that story over the weekend? It was on Fox News. So they got one of the Haitian immigrants. We got, 15,000 Haitian illegals now at the border. Actually, they're over the border. And they're living in this makeshift refugee center that that looks like a third world. It looks like one of these third world refugee camps. And some guy goes up to a Fox reporter. He's wearing one of these really nice, cool camo ball caps, one of the high dollar pricey ones, and kind of like the ones we sell on our website over at toddstearns.com. And then he's wearing this designer T-shirt. The guy's very well dressed for someone who has escaped poverty and, you know, famine or whatever. So the guy goes up to the Fox reporter and he's complaining about the food that they're serving at the refugee center. And look, I don't know what this guy's name is, but with all due respect, he needs to go back to where he came from. If he doesn't like the food that's being provided, compliments of the American taxpayers, then he's more than welcome to go right back across that river and go back to where he came from. Unbelievable. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And I am very excited to welcome to our program a longtime friend from the great city of McAllen, Texas, Sergio Sanchez. Sergio, how in the world are you doing?
How are you, Patriot? Good to talk to you again.
You know, the last time we ran into each other was, I believe, at CPAC. Down in Texas, and you had all the big wigs were waiting to get on your radio show.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I'm glad CPAC came to us instead of us having to go to them, because Texas is open compared to D.C. Yeah, it's a much better place to hold a CPAC.
Well said. Of course, Sergio, you host a great program on KURV, and I know you guys are about, 300, 400 miles away from Del Rio. But yeah. I want you to give our listeners an idea of what you folks here in Texas are dealing with.
We, McAllen, Brownsville, the Rio Grande Valley market, which is the tip of Texas. If you look at the state of Texas, we're at the way, way at the bottom. Brownsville's at the coast with South Padre Island. Folks might know where South Padre is, where people come on vacation, spring break. Elon Musk set up camp over at Brownsville. That's where he's firing off his little test rocket as well. McAllen was the favorite point of entry for all these illegal aliens coming in from Central America. All of a sudden, we see all this news from Del Rio, which, as you said, about over 300 miles away. It's 6-7 hours by road west of us, upriver, and that's a weak point. The river is much more shallow at that point of entry, and there's hardly any border patrol out there for weeks. Folks from Venezuela and other places have been taking advantage of going through that point of entry, Del Rio, to get into this country. But all of a sudden, we get slammed, like you said. 4,000 and then 8,000. And then this past weekend was 3,000 one day, 5,000 the other. I've been keeping in touch, thanks to local friends at Border Patrol. And I believe me, normally I'm not a very big union guy. But I must say, I've always been very grateful for the Border Patrol Union, because they tell it like it is. And we have great contacts at Border Patrol Union locally. You probably spoke with Chris Cabrera in the past, and he's been featured on the national shows talking, you know, explaining to folks what's going on at the border. Well, we have a similar new friend in Del Rio who's also with the union, John Enfinson. He's with Border Patrol. The gist of it from this past weekend, they reached the high water mark of 15K, like you said. And, you know, we heard of this program where individuals will be placed on planes and sent back to Haiti. Okay, well, they processed out several thousands of them. They're down to 9,000 the 9,000 that I mentioned to you will stay. They'll stay, John, because the people that they process to send back to Haiti are singles, or individuals who crossed on their own. The family units, the quote-unquote family units, you know, some mom with a kid or a mom and dad with kids, you know, the family units, they stay. They put a foot on U.S. soil. They ask for asylum. They're given a little piece of paperwork for a court date to report to or not in the future. And there you go. They're able to disappear into the ether of this country. So at the moment, this camp that you see, they're trying to get as many Border Patrol agents there to process, and some of these new civilian employees for Border Patrol to process, get the biometric data, get all the necessary data from these people to eventually release them into.
And you know, Sergio, the big challenge here, and I was going to the, I didn't bother looking at the national coverage. I went to the local newspaper there in Del Rio, and the citizens were out. They had a few hundred out this weekend protesting on the streets, holding signs, demanding to know where Joe Biden was. The mayor and out there saying, and the sheriff saying that the president needs to get off the beach and he needs to get engaged and do his job. They are especially concerned about the COVID issue,
yeah,
and the numbers of border agents that are getting sick. What are you hearing?
The last numbers that I had, nine Border Patrol agents, and this is on the national level since the COVID season began, nine have died as a result of COVID. We lost an agent here in McAllen about 3 weeks ago, a young man who was not vaccinated, 32-year-old young man with two little kids, Border Patrol agent. And they get the COVID pixie dust spat on them every single day. Border Patrol, federal agents, they don't test for COVID. Here in McAllen sector, it's Catholic Charities, the secondary entity that encounters these folks. Because Border Patrol, by American policy, these folks ask for asylum, they're allowed to stay. They're given a piece of they need to register. They're given a piece of paper, and then they're released. They're released to Catholic Charities down the street here in McAllen. It's Catholic Charities that does the COVID testing. Now, there's no COVID testing taking place in Del Rio, none. And this is from John Anfison from Border Patrol. We got tens of thousands of Haitians coming into this country. And it's not only that, but it's other issues that they faced in the past, like measles, mumps, tuberculosis. These folks, unfortunately, they got scabies on them, lice, all these things that they bring with them. None of that. There's no medical tent. As far as from John Anfison, the Border Patrol, there's no Texas health tent or federal health tent, health and human service tent. All these folks are just coming in and none are being tested. They're bringing with them all sorts of diseases and medical issues with them, but they're immune. They don't, they don't have to take a COVID shot or a COVID vaccine shot. No,
and the question here, though, Sergio, is what happens to those 9,000? And I saw those same reports you saw that the single men are being shipped back to Haiti. But the families, I don't know if you remember this, what was it, McCain and Mitt Romney back in the day were talking about a de facto amnesty where, we just need to give these people a paper saying, hey, you promised to show up in court. That's what they're doing to these people. They're not going to court. I mean, these people are going to disappear into American society, and we're going to have to foot the bill for them.
I was doing math this morning on my program. I think we're probably up to close to 1.5 million asylum request cases that need to be heard. There's a backlog. During the Obama years, we were it was a jaw-dropping number back then. It was like 500,000, 600,000 backlog cases. We're up to, I was talking about 1.3 million like 2 months ago, and I was doing the math at 200,000 monthly the past 2 months, with about two-thirds of them allowed to stay because they're family units. We're probably closer to 1.5 million cases backlog seeking an initial asylum request at some court. It is madness. It's lunacy. Of all the things that are in the news, top of the hour news, it is amazing how our country is distracted. And this, it's a flood. It's a tsunami of humanity. The immigration policies are completely broken in this country. The asylum system is being gamed, and they know they can come and stay. And you mentioned earlier about, you know, very well-dressed young man, one of they can, all these folks, they have cell phones. I had DPS last week at a news conference around here saying, yeah, they're calling their family back home, say, we made it, we crossed the river, we come here to stay, we bring the kids with you, bring the family, just keep on coming. They got more buses on Ciudad Acuña, the other side of Del Rio, accumulating right now. They're still coming, John. There's no end to this. Absolutely. And the magnet is still there. So long as we have this policy that allows family units to come here, put a foot on U.S. soil, and say the word amnesty and get a piece of paper to come and stay in this country, the magnet, the Biden magnet, is still there. We need a return to catch and return under Trump. The high court has already said we need to catch and return, but they're just dragging their feet on the whole catch and return to Mexico. Everybody that was caught under Donald Trump was returned to Mexico in cooperation with Mexico City. Donald Trump and all his employees at immigration, they did this genius program to catch and return to Mexico no matter where they came from. You return to Mexico. That's the first country where you should be seeking asylum. We will hear your asylum case one by one at immigration tents. All that stuff was dismantled by Joe Biden. It is chaos. It's an absolute mess right now on the border.
Sergio, we're going to have to leave it there. Where can folks go if they want to get more information about your show? Follow you on the social media.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have to do the Jack the Hack Twitter thing still. On Twitter, it's at Sergio Talk, and you can find me, Sergio Sanchez, on Facebook. I've got cystic fibrosis, little windows there, and my email, Sergio@KURV.com.
Bless. Fantastic. You, all right, Sergio, you guys hang in there. Good hearing from you.
You take care.
All right, Sergio Sanchez, KURV, McAllen, Texas. As you heard him say, this is the tip of Texas. It's about 300 miles from Del Rio, where the latest surge is. And just to give you an idea here of what they're dealing with and the citizens of Del Rio, that town, they've got about 35,000 people that live in Del Rio. We're talking 15,000 people have just invaded their community. Can you imagine that? Being in a town of about 35, 36,000 people, you got 15,000 people that moved in overnight. That's what they're dealing with. But the one group of people that nobody's talking about here, folks, the legal immigrants, the people who are trying to come here legally, they're the ones that are getting shoved out of the way. And that's not right. All right, got to take a break here. What do you do here? Do you send them all back? Do you allow the families to stay? And as Sergio said, not only are these the most well-dressed refugees in all of history, they're even armed with cell phones and electronics. How is that possible? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
It's the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
People should not make the dangerous journey. Individuals and families are subject to border restrictions, including expulsion. Irregular migration poses a significant threat to the health and welfare of border communities and to the lives of the migrants themselves, and should not be attempted.
All right, that was Biden's DHS secretary a few minutes ago, and he says, hey, look, the border is not open. Well, this guy is either ignorant or he's knowingly lying, because we can all see what's going on. We've got 15,000 people that literally invaded the United States of America. So I don't know what that guy's smoking, but this is bonkers, ladies and gentlemen, just bonkers. This is why they wanted, this is why they implemented the no-fly zone over the border. They did not want news agencies with their drones and helicopters up there showing people what was really going down. That's what this is all about. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. I got to share this survey with you from Fox News Channel. Again, Fox News Channel, they say that most Americans support mandatory mask policies and vaccine passports. Again, Fox News Channel, new survey out, that they say most Americans support mandatory mask policies and vaccine passports. Is that true? Are you one of those people that Fox News is talking about? Fox says most Americans also support showing vaccine papers at concerts, sporting events, and dine-in restaurants. So if you're going down to the Red Lobster or the Olive Garden, Fox News says you people want to be able to show your passport. A whopping 69% say masks actually help reduce the spread of the virus. Where do they do this survey? In the middle of Berkeley, California? What's going on here? 54% favor cities and towns requiring proof of vaccination to participate in indoor activities. The new survey finds two-thirds believe schools should require masks on teachers and students. And here's the kick in the pants. According to Fox News Channel, most of the people they surveyed believe President Biden is doing a terrific job of handling the China virus crisis. Do you believe that? Do you really believe Biden's doing a good job here? I mean, this is Fox News, the conservative television network. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Unbelievable. By the way, Nicki Minaj got invited to the White House, and she's going to go. This just coming in. Nicki Minaj says, the White House has invited me, and I think it's a step in the right direction. You know, they're very upset with her. They're very upset with Miss Minaj because she is not buying into the vaccine plan. She says, I'm going. I'll be dressed in all pink, like Legally Blonde, so they know I mean business. I'll ask questions on behalf of the people who have been made fun of for simply being human. Hashtag Ballgate. Oh, yes, because one of it was that her cousin or somebody had the swollen private parts there after getting them. Mm-hmm. Not good. Hey, let's go to the phones here. Georgia, Robert, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I actually talked to Grace. Whoa, that was an honor.
Well, we like Grace around here. She's a great lady and doing a great job. What's on your mind, Robert? Got about 60 seconds. Well,
no one will touch this question, and I can't believe it, but if and when Biden is removed from office, whether he gets too old, he's impeached, he dies, he resigns, and Kamala Harris becomes president, which is not some loony idea, who will she choose as her vice president?
Well, who do you have in mind, Robert? Who do you think she might choose?
Oh, no, I leave this to the great minds. And as I looked into this, four times in the past 60 years or so, we've had no vice president. Truman didn't have one for 4 years. It's just, could she have no vice president?
Well, it depends, Robert. And I mean, they could have Biden. They could move him out of office, you know, right before the election or in that final year. And I could see where that would I could see where she would not have a VP. My money is on Pete Buttigieg, Robert, because the Democrats are all about playing the identity cards. I think Pete Buttigieg may be the VP there. That's my guess. Robert, got to run. Thanks for the call. Folks, do you buy into this Fox News poll? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's common sense conservative commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, folks. Wow. A lot of people around the country are being faced with some pretty extraordinary decisions. Do you get the vaccine or do you lose your job? And it is a decision that every freedom-loving American is going to have to make. And that is ultimately a decision between you and the Almighty. Or men, if you're married, your wife. But you are going to have to make that decision. And unfortunately, a lot of people are losing their jobs. I have a couple of things to say about this. First of all, a number of people I know in the talk radio world are being fired or are resigning because their radio companies, these big corporate conglomerates, are forcing their workers to get vaccinated. Now, I will say this, as the owner of a radio station in Memphis, Tennessee, we do not require our workers to get vaccinated. We do not require our workers to wear a mask. If they want to wear a mask, they can wear a mask. If they don't want to wear a mask, they don't have to wear a mask. If they want to get vaccinated, that's great. That is a decision between someone who is that is a decision between you and your doctor. Grace Baker, did you just see the tweet I got or the message I just received?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Well, I will forward this over to you. I was slightly distracted.
Oh.
Hold on. I'll try to forward this over to you.
Uh-oh. I'm ready.
The problem is, can I just say something? I probably shouldn't say this out loud.
Oh, well, you've already started. So
I was a member of the National Rifle Association for a good many years.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the mission, love the vision, the whole nine yards. But man almighty, I got so much email from those people. I mean, it's just like nonstop. The same thing is happening with Donald Trump right now.
Okay. Yes.
Are you fine? I'm just getting tons of
emails. I got on this list, but it's somehow I'm on this list and I'm getting emails constantly.
You know, Mr. President, we love you, but you got to stop spamming us.
Gosh.
I mean, stop spamming America.
You know, it's not just him. It's like everybody in his family is emailing me and I'm like, "What in the world? I'm about to send it to the junk mail. I just can't stand all the notifications." Like it's not even 2022 yet.
So People Magazine, this is what I'm just going to read this to you. So one of our staff members sent this to me. People Magazine apparently got hacked, or if not, something very horrible has happened. So I want to read this to you. This is the headline from People Magazine. Hillary Rodham Clinton dies at 65.
What?
This is the story by Stephen Silverman on People.com. Hillary Clinton, whose titles included author, lawyer, mother, first lady, U.S. senator, presidential candidate, and secretary of state, died. TKTK, she was 65. So somebody, so here's what happened here. I know exactly what's going on. They were either hacked or somebody accidentally posted the obit that was already written for Hillary.
Oh.
This is terrible.
Dang.
Wow. At the end of 2012, Clinton suffered a blood clot in the area between her brain and skull behind the right ear and was treated at New York Presbyterian Hospital before being released to her home in Chappaqua.
Okay, this whole segment took quite the turn.
Wow.
I wasn't expecting.
All right, so check that out, Grace. Make sure she's still alive and kicking. People Magazine. Something tells me that Stephen M. Silverman may be looking for a job here in the next few moments.
Yeah, that's a anyway, big no-no.
All right, can we check on her Twitter feed and let's see if she's still breathing?
I'm looking.
Or tweeting. All right, get back to us on that, Grace. Jeez, aloo. All right, so you hate to see that in the headlines, especially if you're that person. All right, 844-747-8868. Hey, Trish Regan is coming up this hour. Also, Senator Chuck Grassley. Both are going to be here. But I want to go back to this Fox News poll that just came out over the weekend. Fox News is saying that all of you Americans, most Americans, an overwhelming number of Americans, believe that President Biden is doing a great job on the China virus, that most Americans believe that we should be forced to provide a vaccine passport if we want to go to a restaurant or a football game. And the third thing here is they believe that most Americans believe we should have mandatory mask policies. Do you believe this is a bogus poll? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, Grace, I understand we have an update on the condition of Hillary Clinton.
Yes, she tweeted 40 minutes ago. So unless something happened in that 40-minute time span, and it had nothing to do with being sick or anything like that.
So she's not dead yet, America.
No, she's not.
All right, the headline here, Hillary Clinton is not dead yet. That is the headline from the Todd Stearns radio show. Hello, I'm not dead yet.
Where it's like, he's dead, and then the guy screams out, I'm not quite dead yet. And he's like, nah, he's dead. And he's like, no, I think I'm getting better.
You never know with Hillary. I mean, she takes a tumble and keeps on tumbling. So there you go. All right. Well, false alarm people. Steven Silberman probably looking for a job. There you go. So anyway, there's a story out of I want to go back. So I got somewhat sidetracked here. There is a guy by the name of Carl Bonack. And for 30 years, Carl was the weather guy at a television station in the state of Michigan, WLUC. Gray Television is the owner. More than 30 years. That's a big deal. In other words, this guy, and you know how it is with the weather guys, they are beloved characters in their community. So anyway, he's been fired. And he wrote about this on social media. And I want to read some of this. I want to read some of this to you. Carl says, I am sad, but to borrow a quote from a famous baseball player, I'm the luckiest man on the face of the earth because I had a dream as a kid to be a weatherman. That dream came true, and to top it off, I got to broadcast weather for one of the most challenging, beautiful spots in the United States. As an added bonus, the people I broadcast to all across Upper Michigan were so kind and encouraging. Thank you for watching. I am leaving TV6 because the station's corporate owner, Gray Television, has mandated vaccination against COVID-19 for anyone entering a property owned by the company. Since I chose not to take one of the shots, I was fired. Many of you have taken one of these injections, and that is absolutely your right. It is also my right to choose the medical options I feel are right for me. I have authority over my body. Good for you, Carl. I have decided against the vaccine option, first and foremost, because the manufacturers of these injections have absolutely no liability if injury or death occurs after the shot. I asked myself, would I buy brakes for my vehicle if the brake company had no liability if the brakes failed? No. So I will certainly not allow a medicine in my body from a company that does not stand behind its product. Now, if the risk of death from COVID would be significant, I might take a chance and get injected. However, for a normally healthy adult not housed in a nursing home and not suffering from serious comorbidities, the chance of surviving COVID is well over 99%. I will take the chance and go without the shot. I choose not to risk the serious side effects. The abrogation of our liberty and freedom under the guise of a pandemic is very disturbing to me. Wow, you don't hear this is, you see, folks, I'm telling you, a lot of these local TV stations, they actually hire conservatives. Not in Memphis, but other places. This guy is spot on. Hopefully, whether you lean right or left, you are concerned about what has occurred the last year and a half. I just wanted to go about my business, live and let live, keep my mouth shut. But this act by the federal government through corporate America has brought me to a crossroads. Our way of life, our freedom and liberty is collapsing before our eyes. He's right, ladies and gentlemen. Ken Burns, just a few moments ago, came out and said that we are at a crisis point in American history, and he compared it to the Civil War. And I'm curious to know this. Do you guys believe we could be on the verge of a civil war? I'm not talking about, you know, breaking out the guns. But I think in today's modern era, there could be a parting of the ways politically. And I would not be surprised if Texas leads the way. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Folks, now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They not only share our beliefs, but they're doing something about it. You say, what do you mean by that, Todd? Well, Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes we care about. And if you do what I do, switch to Patriot Mobile right now, use the promo code Todd, you're going to get free activation and a free gift. By the way, they have plans to fit any budget, along with incredible discounts for veterans and first responders. Switching to Patriot Mobile, folks, very easy. All you have to do, go to patriotmobile.com/Todd, or you can call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, or call them at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend Trish Regan joins us. TrishIntel.com is her place of awesomeness, her abode. Is that like your she shack? Is that what they, you know, we got the man cave.
That's my she shack. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like it. I like it. The she shack at Trish Intel. Yes.
Now, Trish Regan, I got to ask you a question. Are you a college football gal? Do you like to go to the games, the football games?
I'm going to disappoint you, aren't I?
No,
I mean, not really. Like, I've just never really been into football. Like, I appreciate the fun of it, but the game, like, I know I'm disappointing so many fans right now.
No.
But they, nobody should take it personally. I'm just not really into sports.
Well, Trish, I want to play something for you. This is I didn't get to this earlier. So one of the great things about being in a stadium with, I don't know, 70, 80, 90,000 people is you just kind of it's a really cool, fun vibe. And what we need to do is get you down here, Trish, for tailgating in the South.
Well, that'll be fun.
That's what we need to do.
And by the way, the Southerners, they know how to do this, like,
we
way better than the North. So.
Yes, we do. Yes,
it'll
we do.
Be a party.
Anyway, here's the Florida Gators. I'm not a big fan of the Florida Gators, but being a Tennessee fan, but they've got lovely singing voices. This is the Florida Gators singing to Tom Petty. Trish Regan, all right, Grace, don't sing, please. All right, that, you can hum, but don't sing. You know, Trish, one of the great things about this and this experience over the weekend, you had tens of thousands of people and really hundreds of thousands of people all over America going about living their lives. These people were not wearing face masks. They didn't worry about socially distancing themselves. They were living their lives. And when you look at places like New York City, where people are living under the thumb of oppression and the mask of oppression, it really does make you wonder where this country is going.
I'm just laughing because I was like fully prepared when you started talking football and said you wanted to play me a clip. I was starting to think, okay, wait, is this legal? Can you play that on radio? I hope you bleeped it out. Because I don't know if you've been following the stories about.
Oh, we've been following the others. Yeah, we can't play that on the radio.
Like, where is this going? But anyway, they did a wonderful job with Tom Petty's song. I think it's really exciting and remarkable that a lot of people are able to sort of go back to life as they knew it. I think that, you know, there's really no way to get around this. This virus is going to be here with us kind of forever, right? I mean, because even best case scenario, suppose you could get 90%. This idea that we're going to get 100% vaccination is ridiculous. And by the way, even if you do have the vaccination, you've seen all the data on all the breakthrough infections that do happen, and maybe they're lesser, but nonetheless, that's out there. I don't think you're ever going to eradicate this from the world. And so we kind of just need to figure out how to keep ourselves safe, protect ourselves, do things that you're willing to do. Don't put yourself in a vulnerable position that you don't want to be in. But, you know, the world needs to go on.
No, it does. It does, Trish. And, I was before the break, we were sharing the story of this weather guy, more than 33 years in the market, Michigan, WLUK. And the guy said, you know what, that I can't do this. His employer, Gray Television, said everybody who comes into our buildings must be vaccinated. And the guy says, I'm not willing to do that. And he got fired. And I think many of our colleagues are faced with this decision. And I don't think that's right. I think there's something very un-American about forcing people to do something that involves their health.
So you and I may differ a little bit on this only because I think about the business itself. I mean, the federal government's one thing, but private business owners, I kind of feel like, you know, if I make a decision that I want everybody around me and I own the business, and I say, hey, you got to have this. Like, it's kind of sort of my, it's like I can say, I don't want you coming to work with a cold. I don't want you sneezing all over me. I mean, I, as an employer, by the way, forget the government, right? Because you know me, live free or die. I do not want the government involved in this decision. I don't think the government telling businesses you have to do this is even probably legal. I think that there's going to be some constitutional challenges on that, and they're going to have a horrible time enforcing it, basically as they should. But that said, if I'm the business owner,
oh, it's their right.
I
yeah.
want the ability, right?
Yeah. Like you and I agree on that. Yeah, yeah, you and I, yeah, you and I agree on that. I just think it's a horrible thing.
Right to tell the business, right. I don't like the government telling the business, you got to do this or else. That to me is like just way above and beyond. And, you know, leave it to each individual business owner. And some business owners will say, look, you know, hey, I'm vaccinated. I don't care. Like, do what you want. Come into work. Others will say, no, I don't want to be around you if that's the case. So, but then you empower the individual.
You know, it's interesting. No, you and I agree on that. And again, I look, the Gray Television, they are well within their rights to do that. But I think it's a lousy thing to do. You know, here at the company I own,
well, we Fox did it too.
Oh,
I mean, Fox is doing it as well.
Well, I wasn't going to bring that up, but yeah,
well, you know,
since you brought it up, it's
a lot of businesses, and it's kind of funny.
It's true.
The Fox one, given some of the commentary.
That to me is just mind-blowing. I mean, it really is. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the company I own, we let people, that's a decision between them and their doctor. But if they want to get vaccinated, have at it, want to wear a mask, you're happy to do that. Trish, geez, look, we have already come up on the end of the break here. I am so sorry. TrishIntel.com, ladies and gentlemen. That's the website, TrishIntel.com. Trish, God bless. We'll make it up the next go around.
You got it.
All right.
Anytime.
Trish Regan, ladies and gentlemen. Got to get her podcast too. Hang tight. Don't go anywhere. We're going right to the phones coming up next. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hey, in just under a half an hour, the daily newsletter will be sent out. And if you haven't already gotten your newsletter, we had a great call, very kind, a gracious caller earlier in the program said, hey, Todd, thank you. This newsletter is our lifeline for conservative news and commentary. And that's what we want it to be. So we do not charge a penny for this. We have sponsors that pay all the bills. And we would love for you to get yourself signed up. ToddStearns.com. Just click on the subscribe button. We don't require a lot of information. We just need your email address and your first and last name. And that's pretty much, and your zip code. And that's it. So again, ToddStearns.com. Subscribe right now. All right, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. What's it like in your area? Are people living their lives? Are they complying with all these mandates? Let's go to Henry, Gainesville, Georgia. Henry, what's on your mind today?
Well, the mask thing's on my mind, Dodd. If masks work, why isn't it printed clearly on the package that this mask provides some protection from airborne viruses in all public places?
Well, Henry, I think we all know the reason why, because the masks do not provide protection.
Right, because you could get sued, right, for lying on the package.
Indeed, you know? You could.
And I'm a heat and air guy, and I'm having trouble with Hall County School Board here because they just willy-nilly, this school wears masks, then this school wears masks. And you know what kills viruses in the air, Todd? It's UV light, okay? I've been doing heat and air for 22 years, and UV light in the air conditioner will kill viruses in the air. And that would do more if they mandated UV light in all indoor places. That would do more than out of work and all this nonsense. You know, and I would like them to take five masks off these elementary kids' face at the end of the day and have those nasty, wet, booger-ridden masks tested for bacteria and disease. You know, I'm trying to find a solution for a virus that we have to live with. And putting UV lights, yeah, it costs money, but it's our money, Todd.
No. I hear you, Henry. And look, it is, I think most Americans completely agree with you and your assessment. But, Henry, I've got to take you to task. And you and I need to have a coming to terms here, Henry, because we want you to call back. But, Henry, you can't say booger ridden.
Oh, booger! I'm sorry.
It's the lunch hour, Henry.
Well, you know,
I'm going to get you know the church ladies are going to call, Henry.
I'm sorry. You know, yeah. And the UV mandates for these businesses. If you do, if you're an employee business, and you forced to take this vaccine, and you have an adverse reaction to the vaccine, is the employer going to be held accountable for that?
That is a terrific question. All I can say, Henry, is when you come into our building, and we have a lot of our listeners that come in, they win a prize on the morning show or whatever, and we tell folks, you know, you can wear a mask, you don't have to wear it, whatever makes you comfortable, you do. But we're not going to force
for
you.
Yeah. I'm for that, but they're forcing these little kids to wear masks, and they have no evidence that they work. And I have evidence that UV lights will kill viruses in the air. They don't want to hear it.
Well, Henry, all I can say is if it had been my child in that daycare, the audio we played of the 2-year, we had the video, there'd be a come to Jesus meeting. I can promise you that.
Oh, my daughter stayed home for 3 weeks and one day while they had a mask mandate, and she did distance learning. I was not sending her to school with the mask covering her face.
By the way, Henry, thanks for the call. Where is Kyle, the engineer? Kyle, I know you're so we're family, and your younger brother, speaking of the COVID, we call him Little Starnes, but the football star of the family. You know, the game just got canceled for Thursday.
Why? Oh, for COVID.
Because of China virus.
And you know what's good about that? It gets counted as a win.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
So if the other team has to cancel.
Yep. So if the team has to cancel, then you lose.
Hey, all right. Well, all right. Well, go Lions.
Oh, yeah. He's happy about that.
I bet he is. All right. We do practice. Yes, Grace, it's nepotism, but, you know, it's worth it.
I'll let it slide, I guess.
Thank you, Grace. Appreciate that. All right. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. 844-747-8868. Now, this FDA advisory panel. They came out late Friday and they said, hey, look, we need to hold up. You know, we know the president said it's okay to get the booster shot, but hold your horses. What, Nelly? No, you got to hold up here because there's a problem. So an advisory panel says that this booster shot could have serious impact on young people. And what is the issue? The issue is that it might cause heart problems. Folks, I'm telling you, something really screwy is going on here. And one of my big concerns about the China virus vaccine is that the people pushing this vaccine are the same people who are supporting this idea of depopulating the Earth. And I don't want to go full-blown conspiracy on you, But now all of a sudden, they've been forcing us to get this vaccine that has not been adequately tested. All these people are dropping dead, perfectly healthy people dropping dead after getting the vaccine, developing these very bizarre symptoms. As a matter of fact, now there's a report out there telling for pregnant women, telling them to be very careful about getting the vaccine. Something is not right here. And I don't believe the motives of many of those involved in all of this are exactly pure. By the way, we have some audio here. This is fascinating. So you have the former CDC director, Scott Gottlieb, and I interviewed this guy a couple of times. He says, hey, this whole thing about social distancing, 6 feet, we pulled it out the wazoo. Take a listen.
The 6 feet was arbitrary in and of itself, but if the administration had focused in on that, they might have been able to affect a policy that would have actually achieved their outcome. But that policy-making process didn't exist. And the 6 feet is a perfect example of sort of the lack of rigor around how CDC made recommendations. Nobody knows where it came from. Most people assume that the 6 feet of distance, the recommendation for keeping 6 feet apart, comes out of some old studies related to flu, where droplets don't travel more than 6 feet. We now know COVID spreads through aerosols. The initial recommendation that the CDC brought to the White House, and I talk about this, was 10 feet. And a political appointee in the White House said, we can't recommend 10 feet. Nobody can measure 10 feet. It's inoperable. Society will shut down. So the compromise was around 6 feet.
No, they didn't pull that from the flu. They pulled it out the wazoo. Oh, that rhymes. Huh, how about that? So ABC's Jonathan Carl says, yeah, the Biden administration's got a great big problem on their hands. Cut number seven, please.
And John, I want to start with you. The FDA committee's recommendation on the booster was more narrow than President Biden wanted. You heard Anthony Fauci's explanation of that. But he is being criticized for jumping the gun. What happened?
Well, it looked like the White House was getting ahead of the science, that the White House was getting ahead of the health experts. And, you know, Dr. Fauci seems to be in a little bit of a spin mode and saying, look, we just wanted to be ready by this date. But make no mistake, Martha, when the White House rolled this out, the expectation was you would begin the process of boosters for everybody on September 20th. That was not the recommendation of the FDA advisory panel. It will not be what the FDA goes forward with in all likelihood. And this is important because Biden's credibility on COVID has been what has driven his level of his popularity. I mean, this is what he is trusted most on and what he needs to be trusted most on. And we've seen it eroded over the past several weeks.
Oh, there you go. Oh, by the way, Southern Baptist, pay attention. Now, the Southern Baptist Convention requiring all their missionaries not only to love Jesus, that's not good enough. Now you got to wear now you got to have the China virus vaccine. So if you are a Southern Baptist missionary with the International Mission Board, you are required to get the China virus vaccine, or else you can't be a missionary with the Southern Baptist Convention. Go figure. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our good friend Mike Lindell, he is, I'll tell you folks, he is all over the news fighting to right the wrongs done in the presidential election. A lot of people coming after Mike, canceling his products, but not us. As a matter of fact, Mike is a sponsor of this program, and he provides some incredible deals just for our listeners, like the incredible Giza Dream bed sheets made with the world's best cotton called Giza. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And folks, I'm telling you, the deal he's offering us, unbelievable. 50% off the Giza Dream sheets. You're going to get a set for as low as $49.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code STARNS, and you're going to find not only that amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the mattress topper and the towel sets. MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS, or call 800-839-8506. That's 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS.
It's Radio Free America. Todd STARNS.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Good to have you with us. Do not panic, America, but I think Twitter may be down. So, what was it? People Magazine got the wrong. People Magazine, they killed off poor Hillary Clinton. She's doing okay, by the way. Somebody published her obit way ahead of time. So, they're having a rough day in the media world. So, anyway, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, we should ask Senator Chuck Grassley if he knows our good friend Jeff Stein from KXEL in Waterloo. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now, Senator Grassley, good to have you with us, sir.
I know Jeff very, very well. And he interviews me about once a month, maybe a little more often than that. And always a very joyful person to be interviewed by. And he has a wide audience in, I know it goes way beyond Iowa's borders, but at least in northeast Iowa.
Well, Senator, Jeff is a regular fill-in for me when I have to take the day off. And we've got a lot of great listeners here on KXEL and also over in Cedar Rapids. We love your state. It is a great group of folks out there, freedom-loving patriots, and we like to talk to folks like that.
And remember, in 2024, we're still going to be first in the nation to decide who's going to be the next president of the United States.
That you guys take that. I mean, you guys are ready to fight somebody for that.
We are, and we hope that it stays the same as it's been, where we've had Republican and Democrat cooperation within Iowa, and then a bi-state cooperation with New Hampshire to be first in the nation with their primary. And as long as Democrats and Republicans in New Hampshire stick together and work with Iowans, we ought to be able to keep that same thing that's been going on for 40 or 50 years so that we give everybody an opportunity to run for president that wants to run for president. Because if you want to come to Iowa and work with little resources, you can be president of the United States. And Jimmy Carter was the first one to prove that in 1976.
That's right. I mean, this is it's a very fair point here. Senator, real quick, I would love for you to weigh in on what's happening down on our border. Over the weekend, they're saying now, 15,000 Haitian illegals turning that poor town, Del Rio, into what looks like a refugee center down there.
Well, if the administration is going to be doing what they've been off and on doing, that they're going to send 8 airplanes a day back to Haiti to take them back home, if that report is accurate, then maybe we'll teach a lot of people you just can't willy-nilly break our laws to get into the United States. Now, maybe they'll back off of that. But should we really be surprised whether it's Haitians or Central Americans or even people coming from Yemen? We've arrested people on our terrorist list from Yemen coming to the United States. Should we be surprised when the Border Patrol warned the Biden administration, even before he was sworn in as president of the United States, they were asked to brief the transition team what to do about it. They said, just leave things alone or you're going to have a crisis. So they didn't leave things alone. The first day they quit building the fence. They invited people into this country. So should we be surprised what needs to or why this crisis is before us? Bottom line, a lot of people say, well, what's Congress going to do about it? We don't need more laws. We need a president of the United States, the chief executive officer of our great country, to just enforce the laws. And he's not doing that.
No, he's not, Senator. And we were talking to folks down in Del Rio, the citizens who are just livid. They feel like they've been abandoned by President Biden and the federal government. And they're very concerned. This is a town of about 36,000 people. They just added 15,000 people to the city population, and they don't know what they're going to be able to do.
Yeah, it's a crisis. There's no doubt about it, and it's a Biden crisis.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Senator Chuck Grassley. Senator, you know, another big concern down there, many of these people, according to the sheriff and according to Border Patrol, are not being tested for the COVID virus. And there is concern that that's going to cause an even bigger problem, not just on the Texas border, but in cities where these illegals are being relocated to.
And not only that, but you take this administration, they don't, you can get into this country without being vaccinated, and the president wants employers to make their employees be vaccinated. So just think of that double standard. And about 10 or 15, one time you even heard 20% of the people that coming in are tested for the virus. And so they become super spreaders.
Senator, we've got about a minute left here, and I just want to wish you a very happy birthday. What is it, September 17th? And I understand that Senator Joni Ernst dropped by a birthday cake for you.
Hey, you're up on everything. You must have extrasensory perception, ESP, because it just happened within the last half hour. So, yes, and it was a very good cake. And you know what? It was made by a teenage girl, the daughter of her chief administrative assistant.
Is that? Well, it really does look delicious. It's up on your Instagram page already. It's a very, well, I hope you had a happy birthday, Senator, and we'd love to get you back on sometime. We appreciate the great work you've done for our nation and the great people of Iowa.
I will be on anytime you want to have me on. And, yes, the cake was very good, and if you were here, I'd give you a piece of it.
You're kind to say that, Senator. Thank you very much. All right.
And even more important than my birthday is the 17th was also the birthday of the Constitution, the 134th year of its signing.
Well said.
That's more significant than Chuck Grassley's birthday.
Senator, God bless you. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you again. Senator Chuck Grassley, ladies and gentlemen, a great senator from from Iowa. I want a piece of that cake. That looks really good. All right, you got to get out of here, folks. Have a great rest of your day. Be good, America.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.